everybody. Welcome to Sapphic Culture Club. We're your hosts. I'm Laurel Hutchinova.
And I'm Audrey Nee. As we approach this holiday season, or as we are, I guess, possibly already in it, we soak in the tepid candy cane flavored bath of the holiday season, we would like to bestow upon you, dear listener, a gift. 6 gifts, to be precise, in the form of lessons we learned in 2023 on how to add more lesbian chaos to your life. Disclaimer, when we say lesbian, what we mean is, because we are sapphic by default, it's
not necessarily
chaos.
A description of the chaos. It's more a description of the person experiencing the chaos, which is us.
Yes, it's not just like 3 lesbians huddled in the corner of a club crying chaos. Although it could be.
The
year is not over.
That's pretty close to one of the things that I was gonna list. But
I can't wait.
But also note that not all chaos is bad. Some chaos is salty, some is sweet, and some is umami. We will try to provide you with a variety or a cornucopia, chaoscopia of chaos, if you will, to keep it interesting.
Now we have to figure out who goes first. And at first, I think in your original notes, you wrote like rock, paper, scissoring. Oh, no, I wrote that.
You wrote that. I was like, wait, what happened to the text? And then I went to the version history and I was like, oh, rock, paper, scissoring. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But instead of that, in lieu of that, Laurel has an idea.
In lieu of that, we're doing a predictive text debate. And so how we do that is pull up your phone, open your phone, pull up messages.
I got it.
Send a message to me. Start the message with your name, like Audrey Nee should go first. Maybe just Audrey. Okay, yeah.
Okay, Audrey.
Laurel should go first because, and then we have to fill in whatever predictive text tells us in the first tab. So you know how you get like 3 options. Only pick the first one. And you have up to 5 tabs.
But what if
taps?
One of the first ones is not? What if they're all like, none of them make sense? I think we should do 3. Pick 3 of 3.
Maybe keep going until it makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I've got mine.
It's still going.
That's fine. That's part of the chaos.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm actually texting it to you because I just did.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, I'll text.
I'm going to read yours first. Wow, this is truly chaos. Okay, so the argument is Laurel should go first because she is a little bit of a mess.
Thank you. Thank you, Predictive Text, for bulging that.
Jeez.
And,
real talk.
Okay. And your argument was Audrey should go first because of the fact that he has no clue.
I mean, both of these.
Yeah, it's a stronger argument.
How do we even pick this? They're both so accurate.
I was hoping that one of them would shine through, but great. I guess rock, paper, scissoring it is.
Oh my God. What? I feel like rock, paper, scissoring is like a version of that game Twister, where like.
Oh, nice. That's so cute.
Depending on like what you spin, you may have to scissor. I'm going first.
So cute. I'm gonna say you go first because your sentence ended up being longer.
Longer, yeah. That's
it took a long it took seems, longer to make sense. Yeah. So that feels that feels right.
In the spirit of chaos, I believe that we both approached this assignment differently. And my 3 things are sort of structured like a how-to list. So for example, my first one is how to blow up your life in a mostly good way, maybe that's debatable, in 3 easy steps. So step 1, accept an offer to join a new team at your company. Step 2, in the same month, accept another offer to join a new company entirely. And then step 3, move to a new house that's still under renovation in a new city.
That sounds like a pretty solid plan.
Yeah. So this is a good way to blow up your life. It's not totally bad, but it is totally chaos. So for some background, around March, I got an offer to join a new company that I was really excited about. And then around the same time, a product that I was working on at my current job was blowing up and not in a good way. And I was getting pressured to choose a new team. So I did that while simultaneously accepting the offer from the new company and had to give my notice to my manager, to a manager I had only met one other time. And then to make everything more fun and chaotic, I was also in the middle of moving from San Francisco to Oakland, which is not that far, you know, admittedly. But it was into a house that I was still renovating, a lot of that myself. I'm not complaining about any of this because these are like a lot of good things, but I am illustrating my personal bias towards chaos.
Yeah.
That is my first one. That's doing this in sort of chronological order, I guess.
Really solid one. Okay, so my chaotic things are going to be in the format of suggestions. and my first suggestion is to talk to queer strangers. Mm-hmm. And this comes from my recent-ish experience. In the early fall, I took a workshop for being a peer counselor for this group called Lavender Phoenix. Have you heard of them?
Oh,
they're like a local.
Cute. Is this a cult?
Maybe. I might be in a cult now, but it's so sweet.
That sounds on brand.
I know. This is my last episode because I said I can't talk to anybody outside the walls.
I did notice you were wearing a lot of lavender togas.
Did you see the tattoo? I got this Lavender Phoenix tattoo. Okay. So it's an organization that does a lot of things, but one of the main things that they do is they provide peer-to-peer counseling for, this is very specific, for trans and gender non-conforming Asians in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they were looking for, it's you, it's me, it's us.
wait, isn't that from... Blythe Manor. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Wow, good catch there.
I just got really scared.
Why does that give me chills? So they put a call out on Instagram looking for people who were trans or gender non-conforming Asians in the Bay Area, and I was like, hey, that's me. And it was really nice. It was I was pretty nervous because after the workshop, you have to do two counseling sessions with someone who wants counseling. But the nice thing is that you're paired with someone. So it's like two counselors per drop-in. They don't call people like clients, you know, they're drop-ins, which is nice. I feel like that's a nicer term. But it was so nice. It was so nice. It was like an hour-long session, but the people that we talked to seemed like they just need... You know, it's nice to talk to other people who really get what you're going through on like a deeper level than maybe even some of like your childhood friends, you know, who might not be like queer or trans or gender nonconforming. That would be my first suggestion.
That's really like sweet. The sweetest chaos ever. Like,
but see, that's what we meant, right? Like chaos can be, it can be sweet chaos.
It can be sweet. I will provide some salty ones soon.
Right.
Okay. So the first part of it was it kind of like a workshop training session for you to basically take on kind of like a counselor role?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. Nice. Lavender Phoenix, everybody, look it up. They've got a lot of resources too. So that was great.
Nice. And you found out about this on Instagram?
Yeah.
Was it like through their account like directly or
yeah,
I'm like, because you were getting all these like cult ads for a while, so that's why I'm worried about you. But
oh no
I'm like looking at the website, I'm like, is this a cult? No, it definitely does not look like a cult.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is this like only in the Bay Area or
actually no, we had people who weren't like, I think one of the people in it, maybe they lived in the Bay Area but they were zooming in from Chicago, and then someone else was in like the Northeast. So.
Oh wow!
But
I think that's so cool.
Most of the people were Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's great to just learn more about new queer support systems like this. Like I'd never heard of it before. So
and it's free.
That's so cool.
It's free for people who just want to talk to someone. It's really nice. And one of the things that I hadn't thought about, and I feel really I don't know. I don't want to say stupid. I feel weird for not knowing this, but one of the things that they practice is self-determined care. So they will never call the police on you if you, or like medical services, unless you ask them to, even if you talk about like self-harm or, you know, other things like that.
Yeah, I think because you're not technically licensed, like you don't have to abide by those, whatever those standard sort of rules are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great in this context.
And it's, yeah, it's nice because a lot of times trans people especially have very violent interactions with the police. Mm-hmm. So it's extra safe.
That's great.
For safety for them.
One other thing I'll note about Lavender Phoenix looking at the website is that their logo reminds me a lot of the Zelda symbol.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So I was immediately like, bonus. Tell me more.
I know, yeah. I'm in a Zelda cult.
I mean, if you're going to be in any cult, like that's definitely the one, for sure.
They give you a little ocarina. It's really nice.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, actually, this one is my next chaos is a little bit sweet. Actually, it's very sweet. It's super sweet. Not as sweet as yours, but it's up there. So my first one, the first one I mentioned took place earlier this year. The last two will be within the last couple weeks, like week and a half of my life, because that's how chaotic I am that I apparently don't remember anything else. Okay, so
I had to go through my photos to come up with some of these.
Oh, that was a good, I should have done that. I was just like, what? I'm sure I knew.
Yeah.
But I feel like the last couple weeks on this trip I took was so chaotic that it just gave me a lot of material here. I probably could have had like 10 things from this trip. Okay. So my next how-to for you is how to become a gay Snow White in 8 steps.
Ooh, this is nice. Okay.
So step one, travel to the Colombian jungle with 20 friends and new acquaintances. Step two, go on a rural cacao tour organized by a delightful friend who is allergic to planning and organizing, which is a separate chaos in itself. Step three, lag behind on the tour to take photos of parrots. Step four, let one of the parrots jump on your shoulder. Step five, show up to lunch with your new parrot friend and spend the next half hour hanging out with your friend and passing them around the group while you all roast and shell and prep your cacao beans for chocolate.
Oh,
step
man.
Six.
You said roast and like the parrot. And I was like, whoa.
Oh my God. Okay. It's the plot twist.
The beans.
No,
great.
God,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Yes. Step six, say, okay, I'm going to take the parrot back to its tree now. And then take the parrot back to its tree. Step seven, fail to get the parrot to part with you and instead have the other parrot jump on your head. Step eight, go back to your group with two parrots on you instead of zero. And I just have to say, this was honestly like the chaotic highlight of my year as someone who was always trying to be like the Pied Piper Snow White of all animals.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I just got back from a trip to Colombia less than a week ago. This was definitely the highlight of a very epic and also extremely chaotic trip, because traveling with 20 people to a jungle is crazy.
How did you, are the parrots, did they come with you then? Like, or... How did
you mean
you
back home?
To... Yeah.
No, I had to have Heather come with me and help me remove the parrots from me. I think my theory is, I mean, as much as I want to believe that I'm truly like queer Snow White, my theory is that my hair is like blue. I was wearing all blue.
Like a giant parrot.
Yes, I guess. They're like the giant
parrot.
Do they
do that to other parrots? Like
they jump on them. I don't know.
Right. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I was thinking maybe it looked like a cool flower or something. I don't know.
But
I mean, I don't know what kind of colors birds see. I also had a lot of stuff dangling off me. Like I had a camera. I was wearing like this hat with like a mosquito net on the top. And so there was like, I probably looked like a big giant toy to them is my guess. But maybe not. Maybe I'm just truly, you know, I was chosen.
You look like a tall bar of millet or something.
Oh my God. That's offensive.
That's
no, it's true.
No, it's highly attractive to birds.
It's
that's
like
a huge compliment.
What is that? What's that compliment? Like a tall drink of water? Like you look like a tall bar of millet.
A long bar of millet.
Yeah. Thank you, Laurel. Nice. I hear that a lot.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
And I'm super jealous. I would also love to be queer Snow White. And I try every chance I get. Every time I come across like an animal on the sidewalk, I'm like, pick me.
You did get picked by that cat you told me about, right?
I've gotten picked, yeah.
But I mean, recently you got a good pick. Oh, my bad.
Did I?
I think you waved to a cat and it waved back.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, that is huge.
I totally forgot about that. That was amazing.
Like, I get picked a lot, Audrey. I'm like, okay, sorry.
I can't even remember all the times I've been picked.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, once a cat wrote me a letter, like, calm down. I feel like getting waved back is like pretty good.
Okay, so here it is really quick because we should probably get to the next one, okay. Which is also mine.
This is not the chaos though. Your cat story.
I don't know. Is it chaos?
No,
it's
no,
like
no,
magical
it's
chaos.
It's magic,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we were driving, Allie and I were driving, we were unparking the car. We were leaving her aunt's house after we had dinner. And I saw a cat in the window, and I did, as you do, wave at the cat, right?
Yes,
and then,
of course.
As we pulled away, the cat like raised its paw at the window, and I was like, it was waving at me. They were waving at me. It was very, it was.
I was
very
either
sweet.
Waving at you or imagining caressing your face.
Oh my
one of
God.
Those things.
Both
that's
are
special.
Okay, so my second suggestion for bringing more queer chaos into your life is to camp somewhere you've never been and don't know too much about. So Allie and I went on a camping trip, I think late summer, early fall, when it is very difficult to get camping sites because they've all been booked for a long time in advance. But she found a place called Clear Lake State Park, and it sounds beautiful. And from the pictures, it looked pretty nice. But we arrived, as we tend to do more often than I think we should, we arrived at sunset.
No!
Or just like a little after sunset.
That's always stressful to set up camp in the dark.
Yeah. So we didn't like unpack everything. We just like unpacked the tent and the sleeping bags and stuff. But as we did that and before we finished, huge swarms of mosquitoes started like swarming. Actually, no, they weren't mosquitoes. They were like gnats because we weren't getting bit. We were just getting swarmed. Like they would swarm around our headlamps. You know, they were attracted to light.
That's, yeah.
And
that's
so
what
we just had to like,
dusk.
Yeah, I know. It had that specific thing had not happened before. And we're kind of used to setting up at least this specific tent in the dark. So we thought we'd be fine. But oh, wow. There's just, you know, we just kind of huddled in the tent. Actually, no, I huddled in the tent while Allie went outside and I forget what else she, oh, I think she was like clearing, we had unpacked some food. So she was putting that back in the car and maybe getting us snacks that we could eat before we slept and waited for dawn to leave.
Oh, so you guys didn't make dinner?
No.
Like they didn't go away even after it got dark?
No. Oof. Or maybe I just didn't bother to check, but yeah, it was kind of traumatizing. I don't know.
Oh wait, sorry, you said the name of your campground was like Clear Lake.
Yeah,
so it's like a body of
it's
water in the
yeah,
in the
yeah.
fall. Yeah, so that obviously is specific to the area because the body of water, but also I think because we had such a crazy rainy season
last year,
like the snowfall, it was still melting because I just went up to the Sierras to go backpacking, and so I had the same experience where there were just like incessant mosquitoes everywhere, and that's not typical for this time of year,
which is a worse experience. Actually, mine were just gnats.
You know what, I
you
wish
were eaten
that
alive.
I was eaten alive, and now that should have actually been one of my chaos things. Like I mean, I could probably have a whole 10 suggestions based off of bugs.
This is like a therapy session where you just uncover more and more chaos in your life.
Is it therapy or is it like the opposite of therapy?
Or is it trauma?
I feel I'm kind of being traumatized.
Re-traumatizing. Yeah.
Coincidentally, I guess, or not really, my third one is related to bugs. And so,
okay. Oh, maybe that's a good segue then.
It's the worst. This is the worst.
And it's the worst segue?
It's a good segue. It's the worst chaos for
okay,
me.
Okay, great.
And
all
I'll
right.
explain and show you pictures. But just you. I was calling this one chaotic nasty. Okay, so I'm calling this how to leverage your relationship with bugs to make your body look like it's gone through a meat grinder in 5 easy steps. So step 1, be delicious to bugs internationally. Step 2, sit in the grass on an eco reserve in the Colombian jungle, which unbeknownst to you at the time is an open invitation for parasites to eat you alive. Step 3, start noticing how itchy your ankles are about 3 days later.
No.
Step 4, watch as literally hundreds of the itchiest bites form across your feet, ankles, back,
your
sides.
Your feet? How did they get into your feet? Or were you like...
They're parasites. They
were
love
you wearing
like
socks and shoes?
I was wearing socks and shoes.
Oh,
I was, yeah. I think I had my shirt tucked into.
Oh my God.
Step 5, scratch or bite so incessantly during the day, but also at night so it keeps you from sleeping, so that giant welts form on your body and you look like ground beef from the neck down, and the doctor that you meet with is actually visibly horrified by your bug bites. So wait, okay, I'll show you a picture before it got swollen.
Holy,
I'll show you my phone. So I don't know if you can see. It's maybe it's too bright.
It just looks very blown out. Oh, wow.
So that's my feet and ankles. That's before it was swelling up. This is actually my back after it kind of calmed down a little bit. But there's my entire back was just like, it was so disgusting. It's actually still extremely disgusting. But now it's like, this is so TMI, but it's like starting to scab.
Are you putting anything on it?
I was putting Calahist on it, calamine lotion. It wasn't really helping. This was like really bad. And many people from the group, that the 20 people that I was with, experienced the same thing. But seemed like of varying levels. And people were sharing pictures. I was like, I'm going to spare you guys because mine is like actually significantly worse than this. It turns out it was probably chiggers, which I'd never had before, which is a type of parasite. I was worried it was bed bugs and like I'd brought them home. So we washed like everything in the world.
Did you bring the chiggers home?
I don't think they travel. Well, I don't think they like to travel. I don't think I brought the chiggers home. Yeah. I don't think they like live on your body. I think they,
well, I don't know. Cause that's kind of, I wasn't going to add this one as chaos, but here we are. Right. Allie started finding bites around her ankles and feet, and we couldn't figure out what they were from, but it seemed to match like the length of her work jumpsuit and the boots that she wears. Mm-hmm. So we washed all of those. We washed like the stuff that we washed her clothes, and then, but we kept finding them, and then we couldn't figure out where they would be coming from. It actually took us a while to figure out that they might be from her work clothes, but we ended up having to like steam clean the rug in the dining room, the rug in the living room, the couch, this like lounger, two of our dining room chairs, like basically anything that was cloth. I did like the kitchen rugs.
But are you sure they were chiggers though?
Well, we did. Okay. They might not have been. They might have been like a number of
other. They could be
like
no-see-ums or whatever they're called.
Yeah, that's what we were looking at.
Sand fleas.
Yeah.
Are you sure they weren't bed bugs? Because that sounds
bed bug adjacent.
Yeah,
we were sure. Yeah. Just based on like the bug bites and, you know, what we did. But yeah, it wasn't until after we steamed everything that we didn't have the bites anymore.
Okay. No new bites are forming for me. Basically, it was like, I think the day I was leaving Colombia, which was a few days after the jungle, and then like for the next 5 days, there were bites forming, and then it pretty much bites forming had to do with like what I was scratching. I think it was irritating the areas. But I think like a couple days ago, maybe 3 days ago, it just sort of stopped. I did get it looked at, and I got steroid lotion prescribed. But then like when it arrived, I stopped itching, of course. But yeah, I was like, I was not sleeping because it was like keeping me up at night. I did take a Benadryl. Yeah, it's really gross. It was like pretty horrific. I looked so disgusting. I mean, I still look disgusting. It's so gross. But yeah, it was kind of funny because I was expecting to get like a lot of mosquito bites, and I got like a fair amount, but it was really not that bad compared to the backpacking trip that you mentioned earlier about like with the mosquitoes. But anyway, and so I was like, when I got back from the jungle, we were in Medellin for a couple of days, and like I was like, oh wow, like I really escaped like fairly unscathed, and then all of a sudden these like disgusting like little hard bites started forming on my body. So
you are really attractive to bugs.
Thank you. That's true.
Like I thought I was attractive to bugs, but you're like a bug supermodel or something.
Wow. I'm like I was going to say the Pepe Le Pew of bugs, but he's not the one that's like attractive.
He's attracted. Okay. The bugs are Pepe Le Pew to you.
To me, yeah. Yeah, I think I probably could have.
You are the sexy female skunk to bugs.
Yes, that's how I often think of myself. That's my Tinder profile. I had bug spray on my body. Like I brought the Picaridin. I think I should have treated my clothing with the permethrin spray beforehand, but I didn't get my shit together in time because it needs to like kind of soak for a while.
I
should just drink it
yeah
and have it like permeate my skin. Like
Just have a mister that you like occasionally.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I wonder if that would, that even helps, you know, because I think those are for like, most of these things are for like mosquitoes and ticks, but does it work across like all bugs? I don't know.
Maybe don't test it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. No, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
No, say it. Just say it.
I'm surprised you don't have Lyme disease.
Oh my God, Laurel. Jesus Christ.
Just with all of the, like...
I know. I did get bitten by tick last year, I think, on my butt.
I am
so glad
you don't have Lyme disease.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I actually lived in really close to like the epicenter of Lyme disease for a couple years too. There's this island near Providence called like Block Island. And I think it has like the largest number of like Lyme disease residents per capita or something like in the States, because it's just this island where all these like deer ticks live.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, let's move on from bugs and talk about your last one, unless that was your last one.
No, my last one is also about bugs. No.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. God,
this sucks.
Okay. My last suggestion for making your year more chaotic is to, I ended up putting two separate ones together because I think they're kind of related.
Okay.
But so part A is host a queer talent show for the first time and have it at a gym. And then part B is be or have art friends. And that is about Toria's pirate project thing that you invited us to, which was super cool. Yeah. So starting with the talent show, that was fun. When did we do that? It was like...
Wait, when was that? Wasn't that last year?
Was it?
Oh my God. Wait, no. Oh no, wait. No. Was it Valentine's Day-ish? Wait, when was that? Oh my God.
It's on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, it was earlier this year. Was it like May or something?
I know, right? Isn't that
man
nuts?
It's
It was in May. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was super fun. Had you ever hosted a talent show before?
I had not host. Wait, have I? No, I've been. I'm like, have I? I've been in a talent show, but I've never hosted one.
Yeah, it was super sweet, and we didn't really know what to expect. We hosted it with, in collaboration with, Switch, SF,
and 17 Reasons,
and yes, your gym, and we had it at your gym.
Yeah,
17 Reasons,
which feels chaotic all on its own.
It was super chaotic. But everyone was really nice. The crowd, I feel like, was really receptive, and everyone was good sports. And it was nice to have people who wanted to get on stage and, you know, share their talents with everybody. It was really cute.
Yeah. And it was like quite a variety of talents. Also just like overall very wholesome feeling.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
A lot of, you know, lesbian on acoustic guitars type thing. But also, you know, dancers,
at
singers.
Least, yeah. Uh-huh.
What else was
someone
there?
Someone did a poem, I think.
Did you do a poem?
No.
You went up. You did something. You're like, someone did a poem?
You also did
something.
It was
really good. It's true. It's true. My thing was actually super chaotic, too. So, this is a good one to end on. It's very lovely.
Yeah. You played the automaton.
It's true.
And I feel like you should insert what that sounds like here.
Okay. I'll do that right now.
I don't think it's like a common sound. So.
No, it's like a synth but wacky toy sound. And the story behind that is also a little chaotic. Like, God, this is awful. This is why my Spotify Wrapped is so fucked up, because like for some lovely reason I was in this talent thing with like two other people, and I don't know who decided that we were gonna like sing Breakfast at Tiffany's, that like really bad like 90s Deep Blue Something song. But then like two of us decided, I'm not gonna name names, but me and someone else were like, let's make it about the third person in the group. This sounds so complicated and chaotic, and it is because I'm like not explaining it well. And so we changed the lyrics without telling the third person who was playing the guitar and made it about them and made it kind of like pervy. Oh, God. But yeah, that was like an extra layer of chaos on top of the chaos.
And then the second part was Toria's pirate video project. Do you want to describe that a little bit? I feel like, because you were actually kind of a part of it. You were documenting it.
So it's called Barbary Coast Keel Haul. It's a video production event that Toria staged on a ship this August, dealing with a 1863 law forbidding San Francisco denizens from dressing in clothing, quote, not belonging to his or her sex, unquote. So yeah, they worked with this amazing cast of drag performers, volunteers.
We should probably say what keel hauling is.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a punishment, right? It was like a maritime punishment where the person who was being punished would get restrained and then thrown overboard, and they'd be attached to a rope such that they would be pulled under the ship and across to the other side, and then hauled up again. And it was so brutal that some people didn't survive it.
Yeah.
But Toria had like two parallel lines of drag queens holding and passing this camera. So when you look at the footage, it looks like you're the one being keel hauled, mm-hmm. and you're looking up at all these drag queens' faces, and they're passing you towards the edge of the ship. And it was a really cool ship too. It was like a historic ship, like one of the tall sail type ships. And then you get thrown overboard as the camera. You go underwater, which is really cool. You see some fish, which was really
yeah,
nice.
That's true.
And then you get pulled back up. But yeah, it was a really cool. It was really cool to see it. Yeah, and then when they showed some footage at
the Headlands Open House,
right? It was really cool to see the footage too.
Yeah. I don't think it's available online yet. I think it's still, they were sort of showing a preview at Headlands, and there will be more to come later.
But we can at least link to their information. But yeah, I had no idea what to expect. I don't remember how you explained it to me. I guess you maybe sent me the Eventbrite thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I did.
You like, even that was like, I don't understand what this means. But yeah, so the suggestion to add more chaos is to just go.
Just
if
say
you
yes.
have like a queer art thing, just say yes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
I think that's a good note to end on. I'm glad I didn't end on my bug bites.
Your ground beef body. Oh.
Yeah. Oh God, ground beef body. That's so gross. And so delicious.
All right, so that wraps up the list, and
we'll be back after a short break from our sponsor.
Hey there, Sapfix. Tired of playing it cool? Introducing Pair of Gloves, the perfect excuse to spark a connection. Leave these stylish fist warmers behind and let fate do the talking. When that special someone stumbles upon your fashionable finger sweaters, they'll be reaching out to return them, and the rest is history. Seize the moment, start a conversation, and who knows? Your next date could be just a pair of gloves away. Pair of gloves, because sometimes love needs a little nudge. Find yours today.
Okay, and we're back.
Thanks, sponsor.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have experienced any queer chaos in your life this year, please share it with us. Chaotically on Instagram at Sapphic Culture Club, or email us about it lesbionically at sapphiccultureclub@gmail.com.
Lastly, you'll find links to things we mentioned as well as the episode transcript in the episode description wherever you're listening to this podcast. And that's a wrap.
Bye.